This is the planning function, business management for every enterprise. So the planning function includes all the activities that lead to the definition of objectives and to the determination of appropriate courses of action to achieve those objectives. Planning involves defining the organization's goals, establishing an overall strategy for achieving those goals, and developing plans for organizational work activities. It's concerned with both ends, what needs to be done and means that is how it's to be done. They determine resource allocation, which is distribution, as we've covered earlier, timetables, and other necessary actions to accomplish the goal. Now, planning is the beginning of process management. It's intellectual process. We have to think before we act. Decision-making is the integral part of planning. We've got to make sure that we're making the right decisions for the organization. Continuous process, always improving, continuing to become more efficient and more effective over time. We've got to be flexible, nimble in our operations, being able to move with market conditions. All pervasive function, applicable across the different levels of management. So as the management sets the goals and the objectives, middle management carries them out through the implementation of those strategies to the lower level organizational managers. So planning minimizes risk and uncertainty. In business, in any market, there's always risk and always uncertainty. So we've got to plan accordingly to mitigate those risks, reduce them, and eliminate them if possible. Planning leads to success because we have developed a plan, we have implemented it. Now we're going to facilitate the plan through organizational operations. Facilitates control, measuring our outcomes, seeing the data, interpreting the data, making adjustments, being able to control the variables of our operation. And then planning trains all levels of management. Continued education is so critical in the planning function of management. So we need to set a scope of clear time to complete the objectives. A quarter, a year, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. We need to ensure that we are always working on the time frame. This includes having detailed goals and objectives concerning the quality, our primary markets, the rollout of new products, having ongoing meaning and application for the organization. We need to always be defining who we are, how we're innovating, how are we going to get better at what we do, how are we going to be the market leader. Let's talk about the types of planning. Number one, strategic planning. It is a comprehensive, long-term, and it's relatively general. It's a broad plan, a broad scope. This is where we want to be in 10 years throughout the growth process. Focus on broad, enduring issues for ensuring a firm's effectiveness over a long period of time. So we want to set goals 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And strategic planning states the organization's mission and may describe a set of goals to move a company into the future. Operational planning, focused, short-term, and specific. What are we doing right now to make the business more efficient, more effective? It translates the broad concepts of the strategic planning to clear numbers, strategic steps, and measurable objectives for the short term. Requires efficient, cost-effective application of resources to solving problems and meeting objectives. Tactical planning. Tactical planning falls between strategic and operational planning. It's what we do on the ground to make sure that we are following the guidelines that have been set forth by upper management to ensure that we're positioning ourselves in the market to deliver quality results to our consumers. More specific than strategic planning. These are the details, the fine print. This is what we're doing on a day-to-day basis to ensure that we are the best in industry. deal with more issues of efficiency other than long-term effectiveness.